Another marathon headed our way this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, as a matter of fact, in Santa Rosa. The Santa Rosa Marathon is upon us, I should say. Organizer Oren Sarabi is on the KSRO live line. Good morning, Oren.
Good morning, guys.
Nice to talk to you. Now, how many athletes are we expecting this weekend for the Santa Rosa Marathon?
Well, this will be our ninth year, and every year we've grown. So this year we're fortunate to say that we've grown. We'll expect 5,400 runners competing in all four of our races. We have a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, and, of course, our full marathon.
I really like the idea that you split things up. Have you guys always done the 5, 10, and 10K on one day and then the full and half marathon the next?
No, this will be the first year to do that. And it kind of spawned an idea, which we, let's just say hijacked from Disney. They have their races separated like that. So this year, with the 5K and 10K being on Saturday, we'll be able to have our full and half marathon runners compete. So we're doing the Woodstock Challenge. So we have a special medal, and I'll get the little lovely bird Woodstock will be on a medal, and you'd be surprised how many people are willing to suffer and run on both days for that medal.
How can somebody do, even like a 10K and then a marathon or half marathon the next day? It seems like too much for the bod.
Well, they love it. I mean, these people, when I go all around the country, we tour around the country from Texas, Southern Cal, up the West Coast, Hawaii. We're at expos talking, explaining it to people that have never heard about Santa Rosa or our race. And when we explain the little Woodstock medal, instantly it's smiles and, I can't wait to do it. So
Woodstock is the ambassador for Santa Rosa then.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the Peanuts, we have all the characters from the Peanuts. They've been nice enough to lend us that imagery. So Charlie Brown, Snoopy, they're on all our swag for the 5K, 10K, and for the full and half marathon. And then our medals are Snoopy's doghouse for the 5K and 10K. So we feel like we're representing Santa Rosa in the best possible light.
You know, we've got all you goody two-shoes doing this running, but you got a lot of alcohol to talk about, too. You got the beer festival, but what I like is this. You can get your own Deloach wine bottle with your picture of you running the marathon on it.
Yeah, you're tuned into it, right. So the bottle, the custom case, as we call it, you are able to put any picture you want of yourself running, which everyone knows we love to see ourselves, and slap it on a beautiful bottle of Deloach wine and order that as part of the fun. All runners in our full and half marathon receive a custom bottle of Runner's Red Deloach premium wine. So, again, it's, awesome connection to the wine country, and Deloach has been a long, proud sponsor of the race, so we really appreciate all their support.
All right, Oren, let's get down to brass tacks. How is this marathon going to affect those of us in Sonoma County this weekend who are not participating?
Yeah, so mostly the marathon on Sunday, you'll have downtown road closures till about 1 o'clock, but a lot of our footprint actually opens up right around 8:30 in the morning. So the roads that are mainly affected for Sunday morning are part of Mendocino, First Street, D Street, and 4th Street. So as they return off the Creek Trail, those roads are your main concern. All the other roads around downtown open up at 8:30, so hopefully you're just rolling out of bed. You don't even know the difference. And those minor closures from 1st Street, D Street, and 4th Street, when the runners return to Old Courthouse Square, that's the main concern. And then in the county, the roads where they run out in the county, those will remain closed till about noon. And we've been well received in the neighborhood. We've done a lot of notification. We get a lot of people cheering. But those roads are Guerneville, Olivet Road, West Olivet Road, Oak Wild, Woolsey, Wood, Piner, and then back on Willowside. So
okay.
It's about a 4 to 5 hour closure out there.
All right, we will put that information on the KSRO website as well. It sounds like a very festive weekend, and I understand some of these athletes will be eligible to run in the Boston Marathon after this.
Yeah, we've nationally been ranked in the top 20, so it's one of the top Boston qualifiers nationally to qualify in, and we're one of the last races, actually the last race on the West Coast, so we've gotten people from Australia, Korea, we have 49 states represented, so we have a lot of people coming in from a lot of different places, so we're pretty excited to host you know, these people as they come in from all over the world.
Well, Warren, I'll see you at the beer festival. Have fun, doggone it.
Yeah, we got your tickets waiting for you, so we always appreciate you guys. You guys have been a big support to us as far as getting the word out, the messaging. So anyone from your station down there, we'll save the tickets at will call for you.
All right.
Yes, please.
That will be Larry Olson for sure. Orphan, Warren, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and good luck on that huge venture this weekend.
Thank you, guys.
That's Orin Sarabi, organizer of the Santa Rosa Marathon, coming up this weekend.